Today here at Grace is glaringly different from yesterday. Just last night, we were enjoying good food and good company. We were celebrating and making merry, enjoying our shared life together. Then the morning comes, a new day. We awaken to the day, perhaps thinking, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Only to remember that it's Ash Wednesday. A day of great solemnity. A day in which we are especially penitential as we are starkly reminded of our mortality in the words, remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. With very few exceptions, the words we hear and the words we read on Ash Wednesday in the liturgy remind us of our many shortcomings and wrongdoings. In the opening collect, we even acknowledge our wretchedness. That word seems a bit much, wretchedness. I would imagine that this is the only time throughout the entire year the word wretchedness enters our vocabulary, unless we have an overacting flair for the dramatic. Our words and our prayers this day are so dour and remorse-laden, the feeling so bleak and despairing that it's hard to imagine that the sun would even dare shine. Ash Wednesday of all days should be rainy and cold, maybe even accompanied by ice and sleet, the nastiest of all weather. But somehow, the weather didn't get the memo. There's no ice and sleet. It's going to be a warm and beautiful day. But how can that be on a day that in all other terms is dismal? Or is it? Does it have to be? When I went home yesterday afternoon to gather my thoughts for today and put together some red beans and rice for our Mardi Gras celebration, I discovered a letter in my mailbox. That in itself was a nice discovery. There was a real live letter, not an email or a text message. When I discovered it was from a retired priest who is a friend of ours, I was even more uplifted. Some of you may know Lee Graham. He was in this diocese many years ago. He founded St. Luke's in Birmingham and was also one of the recipients of the famous letter from the Birmingham jail written by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I worked with Lee in Tallahassee. He's a passionate man who exudes faith and justice from every pore. So I was happy to discover a letter from him in our mailbox, even if it was addressed to Tom and not me. Since Tom was out of town, he asked me to read the letter to him over the phone. The topic was Ash Wednesday. It seems that Lee Graham has had a falling out with Ash Wednesday. Specifically, with the imposition of ashes and the accompanying words, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Lee exclaimed, I ain't dust. I'm a child of God. And questioned Tom about why this had been included in the 1979 prayer book. I'd been warned earlier by a friend in Tallahassee that Lee was having these concerns. And so I've been thinking about that for several days. I value his judgment very much. So I wondered if we are in fact wrong to be so down on ourselves, proclaiming ourselves wretched and of no value. Are we not, as Lee claims, children of God, and as such very valuable and loved, and even made right and good in God's eyes? Of course we are. But we must also acknowledge that this rightness and this goodness is a gift. And left to our own devices, we often fall very short of the gift of grace that we have been given. So as is so often the case, we have both and not either or. And maybe we have given dust a bad rap. I've confessed to being a bit of a clean freak in the past, although you couldn't tell it if you were in my house right now. I truly believe that cleanliness is next to godliness, although I know the story of Martha and Mary tends to allude to the fact that Jesus doesn't agree. Still, dust to my thinking is bad. Who wants dust around? Not only does it imply dirtiness, it may also imply stagnancy or inaction. If a thing is in motion or active, it doesn't collect dust. But aren't there also other ways of thinking about dust? In this time of imagining and visioning in our diocese, can we imagine dust in a positive way? I believe we can, especially the dust of Ash Wednesday, the dust that is the very dust that God breathed into and gave life. This is the dust that is the composition of every living thing, plants, animals, earth, cosmos. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Perhaps a different way of thinking about that is, remember whose you are and to whom you will return. Or remember your interrelatedness to every other living thing, those that are here now and those that have gone before. Yes, we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And yes, we are children of God, and to God we shall return. And while we are here in this time and in this space and in this life, we are connected to each other and all others. And that connectedness matters. We are all dust, and to dust we will return. We so often live our lives as though no one else or nothing else matters. Ash Wednesday is a time to renew our commitment to live as children of God, to remember our connectedness, to remember whose we are and to whom we shall return. The God who breathed life into the dust and created us and has made us worthy to be his children. Thanks be to God. Amen.